Hi everybody, Jim Graham again. Today we're going to talk a little bit about acquiring data. We have to have data to be able to do spatial analysis, to be able to make maps. Everything in GIS is enabled by spatial data. The web is a huge resource for spatial data. We used to have to go get it ourselves or have people go out and fly airplanes to get it. The data availability on the web is just incredible. So we are going to use Google today. We're going to go looking for some web data. And I'm going to do this with a fairly easy one, and then we'll do another video with the harder stuff and challenge me to go find things. So let's get started. A good thing to type when you're looking for GIS data is GIS data download. An awful lot of places now have GIS data download sites where you can go find data. In fact, there's a whole series of them that just appeared in front of us as I type that. But I'm looking specifically for data for Humboldt County. And yep, here's the Humboldt County GIS data download. I've been here before. Of course, I knew that this was out here. I knew we were going to get lots of hits on this. And you can see there's a whole series of website hits that I've got for Humboldt County. If we scroll down, we also see this data for California. And ooh, look, one of our labs is actually appearing in Google fairly high up. That's kind of fun. GeoCommunity is a commercial website for downloading data. So lots of potential places to get data. But let's go here first. And that's interesting. We didn't actually go to the GIS data download page. We went to a general page for planning and building. Depends which link you click on. Sometimes you go right to the page, sometimes not so much. But if we look, we've got a bunch of links here, and one of them is WebGIS. One of them contains a link for GIS data download. And if we go there, sure enough, we find a GIS data download page with a bunch of links. And this is great. This is what we're looking for. These are the easiest to use data sets to get to, especially when it says something like shapefile zip. That's just a zip file containing shapefiles. We'll go in and download some of those in just a second. There's also some other things like web links, which I'm going to avoid. It's like, might be able to spend some time exploring there. But looking for data can take a very long time. Zip TIFFs are another one that's very common for remotely sensed data, any type of imagery. TIFF's a great format because it is general, open. It's a standard used by almost all GIS applications. So we're doing pretty good here. Looks like a lot of great data. And if we go ahead and right-click on this parcels file, I'm going to save that. And I already have a folder set up, as you should, for GIS data. And here I'm going to go to originals. I have something set up for US counties. And I have a folder set up for my demo. Now, you may have seen I have a very complex structure there for saving data. That's because I have a lot of data. You may not have a lot right now, but you will in the future. So you definitely want to get started with that structure and use it and keep your data organized or you'll lose everything. So here's our parcels. And you may notice that file name is not really obvious. I actually work with the city, so I know this stands for appraisal parcel number. I didn't know that at first. And then Humboldt County, and then this is a date code. It's not the clearest name for us to understand what's there. That's okay, let's go ahead and save it. It's a shapefile, so open, download quickly, and then we can go ahead and open that folder, which I just happen to have open over here. And we can go ahead and extract it. And boom, there's our shapefile. And I've got ArcGIS already open, so if I drag and drop that, can see that I missed it and dropped it on the search bar. Drag and drop again. Boom, there's Humboldt County with our parcel data. Excellent. Very easy, very fast to get to. It won't always be that easy. Now, before I go further though, I want to come back. And this name again is not really easy to remember. I might not remember that that's parcels. I could change it to say parcels, but then I've lost that number, that information that's in here from the county. So I'm not sure I want to do that. The thing I definitely want to do that I recommend everyone do when you're doing this work is to go ahead and create what's called a README file. It's just a plain text file. And in here, we can say, here's this data set. And I can say that was downloaded by Jim Graham on 7/16/2015 and contains parcel data for Humboldt County. Now, there's one other piece of information we want to get, and that's the link where we downloaded it from. Okay. Now the exact format of this README is not critical. It's just a little file for you and whoever else you might be working with to be able to know when they look at this folder, they can go right into that README and know what's in there, who downloaded it and when. If they have any questions, they can come to you, or they can go back to the website and download and upload a copy. This is an extremely important thing to do to keep track of your data that you downloaded. All right. So next step is we want to evaluate this data. Is this data we actually want to use for anything, even for creating a map? We still want to make sure this data is valid, has a good spatial reference on it. So over here, we can right click properties and see, yep, NAD27, State Plain, California, Zone 1. Cool. Spatial reference looks good. It's NAD27, State Plain. I usually work in WGS 84 in UTM. Also, if you move your cursor around, you'll see, yep, these look like state plane coordinates. They don't look like latitude and longitude, and they're in feet. So I might project this into UTM Zone 10 North so that I'm working with meters, and also change the datum, project the datum into WGS 84. That'd be a little bit more than I'm used to, but it has a spatial reference, which is great. And the next thing we want to do is we want to check the metadata. So I'm going to go into our catalog, go down to that same file, US counties, my demo folder in here, right click, go to item description. This will bring up the metadata for that file. And here I can see the file actually has great metadata with a description, all the information I would like to see, including the name of Jerry Van Dolan, who's the lead GIS analyst for Humboldt County. Even has a phone number for him. So if I have an issue with this data, I can call up Jerry. Now, of course, as this data ages, Jerry might not be available, might move to another position. So the good news is we can always go back to Humboldt County and contact them and find out additional information if we need it. But excellent data. We actually work with Jerry, and he does great work in documenting his data and making sure that it's really high quality. So excellent data set. We can also poke around a little bit and see this data has attributes attached to it. Open space parks. So we have some information on the zoning of every single parcel. There's tribal lands. Go over here, timber production. Timber production, a lot of timber. Timber production, a lot of timber in Humboldt County. Rural residential, let's see if we can get some urban. Oh, what did I click on? Pause for art. Uh-oh. Well, there we go. Rural residential vacant. Okay, so a lot of information, including area in meters, acres, other information about all the data, the parcels in Humboldt County. It appears that Mark is having some slowdown issues. Oh well. Good news is we got through that. We got a nice data set. We could now do a QAQC form on that to document everything we've done. Save that with the data set as well. Then project it into our working folder, and then get to work doing spatial analysis or creating maps. Thanks, and we'll do another one in just a moment.